Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And they're thinking about making some changes to the Australian citizenship test. This is the test that people who come to our shores have to take if they want to become a permanent resident. And at the moment, it has some questions on it, such as which of these statements about voting in Australian elections is correct? Voting is by a show of hands is one of the options. Maybe in Tasmania, there's enough of them that can probably just count the number of hands that go up.
Oh, geez. I have to say, when you're reading through a couple of those questions, I was thinking I'd have to study to get all them correct.
Yeah.
Like, some I'd be like, I don't know.
I can't confidently say I would pass the citizenship test, but they are planning to make some changes. And we were thinking, well, maybe there's a few other questions that would indicate how Australian you are, because there's
absolutely
a certain sort of rites of passage, I guess, that you go through as an Australian.
Yeah, so I wanted you to finish this sentence. Basically, you aren't Australian until you have, insert blank here.
Blank, yeah.
Yep.
Dawn from Bega has joined us. Morning, Dawn. You aren't Australian until what?
A meat pie with sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Is the sauce dependent on how Australian you are? Like, would you view tomato sauce more Australian than barbecue sauce?
Oh, I think tomato sauce.
All right, okay.
And the next question, the sauce, does it belong in the fridge or in the cupboard?
Fridge.
Keep it cool. That's it.
Debating, yeah. I know my son-in-law, he keeps it in the fridge too, but my daughter says, no.
Always starts an argument. Yeah, I have seen people from overseas trying to eat a meat pie. There was that video going around a couple of years ago of Will Smith trying to eat a meat pie, basically burning his throat. So I think, yeah, it's definitely something that needs to be on the list, that's for sure.
We skull beers, but we don't eat a meat pie so fast.
No, we don't. That's how we slow down.
Yeah.
I actually eat it with a spoon. I take the lid off.
That's classy.
Eat it with the spoon and then take the bottom apart and eat that.
As long as there's sauce on it, you're all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for getting in contact with us, Dawn.
No worries.
So, yeah, of course, vegetarians would be deported under Dawn's regime. If you can't eat an Australian meat pie, you fail the citizenship test.
But if you've never had a meat pie, there's lots of other comments that people can make sure that we all relate to. Joanne says, ran across a hot road of tar and got blisters on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
That's that one. You just think, all I got to do is get from here across that road to there.
No, all you think is I've got to get to the dotted white lines in the middle, because it's soothing. It's like a balm for your third degree burns on your feet, just standing on that white line.
Exactly right. And Sandy has said, had an oyster throwing comp.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Never done that. I hope they're empty, because they cost a fortune, oysters.
Sounds like shucking good fun.
And this is one I think you can relate to when you're going on a long car trip, for sure, is be branded with the seatbelt every summer. The metal buckle.
When you get back in.
Yep.
Has anyone suggested blowing out your double pluggers, like your thongs? Because that happened to my brother the other night. I was on the phone with him. He's like, oh. I'm like, what? He goes, I just busted my double pluggers.
I've seen a good hack for that. You get like the...
And I asked him if he had the bread clip.
Yep, the bread clip.
I knew you were going to say that. Perfect. Yeah. You put the bread clip on the bottom. You're ready to go. If you've got any other things that you think are quintessentially Australian, you aren't Australian until blank, let us know at our Facebook page, Power FM Bega Bay.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Some great footy being played at Berrumble Oval in Merimbula on Saturday with the grand finals of the Sapphire Coast AFL. And in the lead up to the finals last week, they were announcing all the best and fairest awards. We chatted to Alana Dummett, who plays for the Breakers. She got the best and fairest for the women's category. And then on Friday night, they made this announcement.
And the winner of the Merimbula RSL Men's Division 1 is Kyle Tucker, Pambula Panthers, 9 votes.
Yeah, Kyle snagged himself an award and he joins us on the phone right now. Morning, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. How long have you been with the Panthers for?
Since 2013. So
okay.
7 years, yeah.
You're a veteran player.
Something like that, yeah.
That's what they say around the club.
That's a nice way of saying you're an old dog. You must have been pretty chuffed to hear the announcement on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a surprise. That was good.
Did you tune in for the event, or basically someone let you know?
No, I was in class at work. So, yeah, I had a few people send me a few messages before I even got to watch the video, which is, a bit exciting, but a bit of a bummer at the same time.
Yeah, didn't get to suit up or anything like that.
No. Raising a glass at the time would have been a bit awkward at work as well. You might have got in trouble for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the Panthers sadly didn't make it into the grand finals for this year, but did you manage to get along and catch any of the games on Saturday?
Yeah, we went down and we had our juniors playing the 16, so a few of our senior boys went and watched them and supported them. They unfortunately didn't get the win, but yeah, we stayed around and watched the rest of the games as well, which was good.
To scout the competition for next year, that's what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Bit of player poaching, maybe?
Oh, possibly. See what happens.
what about your fellow teammates? Have they contacted you since Friday night and talked about you getting best and fairest?
Yeah, definitely. We went out and had a few drinks on Saturday night to celebrate, which was good.
Run us through what it takes to get the best and fairest award, because I imagine you have to be squeaky clean, like no sledging, no saying something about other players' mums, things like that.
Sometimes, as you can imagine, when you're on the field, it gets a bit heated at times, but got to just try and just play footy and see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Who votes on the award? Is it the officials and the players, or...?
Nah, just the umpires.
And do you get a trophy or a medallion?
Or a
what
cup.
Is it?
Or cool a cup?
Yeah, both actually. So you get like a little nice class trophy and a medal, so it's quite nice.
Any plans to wear the medal around the streets of Pambula just to showcase
it? I don't think I'll go that far, I don't think.
Go down to Woods Bakery, see if you can score a free pie with the medal, best and fairest right here.
Could be a good idea, but see how it goes.
Well, we're glad you won the award, Kyle. Well done, well deserved. And, hopefully we see the Panthers in the finals again next year. All the best.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
During this whole pandemic, haven't really been going anywhere. It's been basically work, gym, home. That's sort of been the routine for me. Nothing too exciting.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, had some friends making their way down the coast. So we made our way up the coast just to meet up at a location along there just to sort of catch up and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
They were staying at a really good holiday park. And we were like, okay, we could do that, but we don't have any camping gear because they were camping. And I'm like, okay, we can sleep on the ground at this place for like $50 a night, or for like another $30 a night, we can stay in a motel.
I suppose, but...
Normal tight ass me would have just said, I'll just sleep in the dirt for free or in the car, but we were like, okay, we'll stay at a motel instead, which was only a couple of Ks away from where our friends were staying. And then I left it all up to the missus. She booked the whole thing and everything. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't care where you book running, I stay there for a couple of nights. Doesn't matter if it's not the best place in the world. You know, if it's half-assed, it's okay. She went ahead and booked it. We turned up at this place on Friday night.
Bates Motel.
Basically, yeah. You get there at night, so you can't see everything properly. I eventually went into the bedroom, and as soon as I walked in, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I think it was only like about $80 a night. The missus walked in, she went, you could just see like her shoulders just dropping. It's like, all right.
See the exasperated sigh.
It's like, what have we got ourselves in for?
Did not do this place justice.
No, not at all. And it gets worse the longer you're there because you start to notice things. When you first get there, you're just like, oh, yeah, take it as a grain of salt. We're not going to be here long. We're going out. And all of a sudden, then you're spending a bit longer there and you're looking around going, what's that up there? All of a sudden, we're looking above the bedhead, ants crawling everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of cockroaches crawling around. Rachel had to kill a couple in her sleep when she was trying to go to sleep. A couple of spiders crawling around.
Well, Rachel does like to sleepwalk, so at least it kept her occupied while she was wandering about the room.
Yeah, and then you look at the carpets. The carpet's absolutely filthy. Everything, nothing's been updated in ages. And the worst part was probably right above, so there was no air conditioning in the room. It's like, okay, whatever. Above the head, there was a heater, but it was one of those heaters that you turn on and it takes ages to heat up, and it's got that fluoro light bar.
The one that,
if that fell down, that would start like a fire. One of those sort of ones. And I was just like, oh, geez, this isn't going off too well. And the next
cockroaches morning, like fanning themselves with empty lolly wrappers.
Absolutely.
Oh, geez, it's hot in here.
Clincher was definitely the next morning when you go to have a shower and there's no water pressure. And basically this thing was just dribbling out.
Oh.
And it was like over a footstep to get into the shower. The way they'd got it was like, it could have been a bathtub if you wanted to. If you wanted to put a plug in there, you could have just like left the taps on and it could have basically been a bath.
The way that is. Maybe to prevent flooding of the bathroom or something.
But so you would have caught something. This place was pretty bad. There was mold on the roof in the bathroom. So eventually Rachel's looked at me and gone, I can't spend another night here. And I said, okay, no worries. So we went to the office and we're sort of talking to the guy. And then eventually we got a hold of him and he's like, oh, what's the problem? I said, oh, you know, what's your refund policy? Like, we didn't take it the next level. We're as nice as we could be. Like, we don't want a refund for last night that we stayed, even though we probably could have got that because it was that bad. But like, we just want a refund for the upcoming night we're supposed to stay because we're going to stay somewhere. It's like, oh, what's the problem?
So you didn't go full Karen. You didn't go, let me speak to the manager right now.
No, not at all. It was almost like, if you give us our money back, this stays here. Mm-hmm. We don't go to the health department sort of thing. But gave us the money back. But then he's like, oh, what seemed to be the problem? And Rachel's going, there was ants and cockroaches everywhere. And he's like, oh. First, I've sort of heard of this. And as I'm talking to him, I'm in the reception. I'm looking to the right and there's like a chair to sit on while you're being tended to. And there's like dead cockroaches on this chair.
Oh, no.
I'm like, it's almost like, I haven't heard of this. And he's like slapping his face like the guy from Men in Black with the cockroaches crawling over his face. So we were happy to sort of get out of there. And I was like, okay, now we need to find somewhere else to stay. So eventually we found this place right near a golf course, which was fantastic.
Mm.
This was only like, this other place was $80 a night. This one was only $120 a night. It was fantastic. I'm like, geez, if only I wasn't such a tight ass from the start. Like, we could have had...
You could have been staying there the whole 2 nights.
Stayed here from the 2 nights. And then I could have actually, maybe if we planned this ahead of time, I could have bought my golf clubs, because literally the golf course was across the road. I was overlooking the golf course.
I could just tee off from the balcony.
Yeah.
Wow.
So while I didn't bring my golf clubs and wasn't able to play a bit of golf, I did make my presence felt, though, from across the road to the people that were playing golf, a little bit like this.
You will not make this putt, you jackass.
No, the small things, Brad.
Sure. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.